American officials say tests show that a second healthcare worker in Texas has the Ebola virus. The worker helped care for the first patient in the United States to test positive for Ebola. The Texas Department of State Health Services confirmed the infection of the healthcare worker, but it did not identify the worker who cared for Thomas Eric Duncan at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Mr. Duncan was from Liberia. He died of Ebola last Wednesday after being admitted to the hospital for treatment 11 days earlier. He was the first person in the United States to die from the disease. Texas health officials said the healthcare worker was put in a restricted area of the hospital after showing signs of the virus. A few days ago, officials said a nurse who cared for the Liberian man had become infected with Ebola. On Tuesday, the nurse, Nina Pham, said she is doing well and wanted to thank everyone for their kind wishes and prayers. Officials believe that at least 75 other healthcare workers might have come into contact with Thomas Duncan. Doctors are watching those workers for high body temperature or other signs of the disease. I'm Christopher Cruz.